his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marani Mimarazi Shiyichyu. And schus for Fuas Moshe Ben Malka, Sarshachal Yisrael. And schus Mordechai Eliel Hill Ben Yosef Halevi. In a previous shiur, recent shiur, we saw a very interesting story about the Briska Rav and the whole shaila of erasing part of an os of Shem Hashem, meaning that you don't erase the actual letter, but you make it a little bit thinner or a little bit shorter. We saw the Briska Rav said no way, and the Minchas Chinuch said yes way. So now we're going to be learning from the Sefer Niv Menachem, from Hagaon Rav Menachem Mendel Chechik, who is a Talmud of the Briska Rav, one of the Cheshuvei Talmid Chacham of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, Karta de Shufraya, his father, Rav Ram Chaim, was the Gabbai of Rav Kook. He has a beautiful kuntras that he wrote, stories of Rav Kook that just, Zichronos of Avram Chechik, that are just pile plastica stories. Unbelievable. In any event, but I love the Sefer Niv Menachem because the Chidushim are so clear and the style is so compelling and just draws you in. So I love learning from this Sefer and I love learning with other people from this Sefer. So let's go for it. All right? Hinei Berosi calls us also be machshava. Ki be'etzem efshar lachkor b'yisod ha'isur demchikas Hashem. Madino. So now he makes the following chakira about erasing Shem Hashem. Is the Yisr stiras Hashem? In other words, you're now allowed to be soiser tsuras Hashem mikemoshehu shehi. You're not allowed to ruin this. It's not going to have its tsura of Shem Hashem anymore. Is that the issue? Or is the issue that on every drop of ink with which God's name is written, you're not allowed to erase it? And therefore, even on part of the letter would be aser. In other words, if you hold the first way, that it's an iser of stira of the tsura Shem Hashem, so it's still Shem Hashem. So you're cool. But if the pshat is that every drop of ink with which Shem Hashem was written, you're not allowed to erase, so then even a little bit of the shame, even if it remains Shem Hashem, but the fact that you're removing, erasing a drop of ink with which was written the Shem HaKadosh, that's going to be the Isser. So how do you learn this Isser? So let's see how Rabbeinu writes Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in the sixth parak, in the first halacha, called Ma'abed Shem and Hashemus HaKadoshim HaTahorim. We once had a long shir on this. What's Pshat Min Hashemus HaKadoshim VaTahorim? Rav Soloveitchik, one of the Yortzei Chiyurim, has a beautiful arichus about this. Shenikra behem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lokim Min HaTorah Sharei Hu Omer Bavodes Kochav Mibaratem Eshema Min HaMakom Hu Osasun Ken Lashem Lokeichem. And the halacha beis v'shiv Hashem osen kol amochek afilu osachas mishiv eilu loke. So we made a chakira, what's pshat in the iser of erasing Hashem's name. And the Rambam says both stadim of the chakira. Because the Rambam says kol ma'aved shem min Hashem os hakadoshim v'taharim. If you destroy one of the names, in other words, you have to erase the tsur of the name, you're so sure the tsur of Shem Hashem, you get malchus. Because about avodas kochavim it says to destroy them, but don't do that to Shem Hashem. And then in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that if you're mochik even os achas mishiva elu loke. So there's me'abed shem, and then there's mochik afilu os achas. So what's ma'abed shem? To destroy the etzem name, the tzur of Shem Hashem. And mochek ois achas, one could learn that pshat is even if it doesn't destroy the tzur of Hashem, just the fact that you're mochek part of an os, That in itself is Aser. So, of course, in Pashtus, Mochek Os is if you erase the whole letter. And that's the Rambam's Talmud. It's not talking about being Mochek Miktsas Os. But since the Isser is the Etzem Mechika, so then it might be that even to be Mochek Miktsas Os is going to be Aser. However, maybe there's going to be no Malkus. Because the Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel that Kol Nitpal Hashem Me'acharov Kagon Chav Shel Elokecha Bekaf Mem Shel Elokechem Chayotze Behem Men Einam Nimchakim. So anything written, as we discussed in the previous shiur, anything written after Shem Hashem, Elokecha, Elokechem, isn't to be erased. It's like the other osios of Hashem, because Hashem Mekadshem, Shem Hashem is Mekadish those osios. And even though they were Miskadish, you're not allowed to erase them. If you erase them, you don't get Malkus. You get Malkus Mardus, you get the Rabbanitik of Malkus, but not the Araisitik of Malkus. So since the Otios Hanispalos, Yunama Abe the Tsura, so there is an Indian of Mechika here, but since it's not Mechika of the Etzem Hashem, you're Beseder, but there is an Indian of Mechika here, and therefore it's Aser. So, in our case, where you thinned out or shortened one of the letters of Shem Hashem, it's going to be possibly like Kol Nitpal Hashem Me'acharov, like the Elokecha, Elokechem, that it's Aser, and there's Malkus Mardus, but there's no Malkus Menatorah. And the Rambam writes about these Os Nitpal Hashem Me'acharov, V'harehem kisha'ar osios shel shem. They are like the other letters of the name. What does the Rama mean by that? They are like the other letters of Shem Hashem, these last letters. So the Achronim discuss this, what the Rama is telling us. Just tell us. Einam Nimchakim. What is the Rama saying? Varehim Kishar Osios Shel Shem. So maybe what the Rama is telling us is that the Nitpalos don't have a Cheftza of Shem. You're not Me'abed Shem. They only have a din kishar osios. In other words, there's an isser here of mechikas os, and not an isser of ma'abed shem. So if an isser of ma'abed shem, there's going to be malchus. But on mechikas os, it isn't a schamor. In other words, that gedder of the isser isn't a schamor. So if you're in the otios hanitpalos, if they're at the end of the shem, or you're in the gedder of mechikas os, that it's part of the shame, but the os retains its tzura, then there's going to be no malchus midaraisa. So this distinction we made between ma'abed shame and mechikas os brings up the following thoughts. When a person spills blood on the shame, that is ma'abed shame. But the question is it also mechika? Because it could be that ma'abed, you're destroying the name, that's tali b'metzius hanirei le'inayim. That's tali in the reality that we see. The tzuras Hashem HaKadosh Ne'alam. V'nebad me'itanu, the tzuras Hashem was destroyed. But mechika is uprooting a letter. When ink is spilled, the os is there, it's just covered. So that doesn't have a din of mechika. So even though like Agabi Shabbos we say, Hever diyo agabi sikra chayiv shtayim, one ounce kose, one ounce mochek. So you see there, it is considered mochek if you put ink on a different type of ink, on sikra. So you could say there, like Agabi Shabbos is different, because be'etzim we can say that the svar that we said like ma'abed shem, that the mitzius hanira le'inayim is the malacha, on Shabbos. In other words, what is the malacha on Shabbos of Mochek? That the Metzias we have, it doesn't look the same. So if you write with Dio on top of Sikra, so that's Hanira Leinayim, is that it was erased, and that's the malacha on Shabbos. But when it comes to Hilchas Mechikas Hashem, it could be that's not considered, it's considered Ma'abed as Hashem, but it's not considered Mechikas Hashem when you spill ink on the name. So if that's true, that spilling ink doesn't have a din mechika, it would come out that when in his maisa there's no ma'abed shem, for example in our case where you erase a little bit of the os and you're not poge mitzura as ha'os, so there's mechikas Hashem, as we said. So if you don't erase miktsus ha'os, you cover it with ink, ein b'ze iser. Why? Because you're not ma'abed the shame, because it still has the tzur of shame Hashem. And you're also not considered mochek, because we said b'shvichas dio, there's no mechika. Mechika is actual mechika. So pouring a little bit of ink on the shame isn't mechika, because we said shvichas dio isn't mechika. And are you ma'abe de tzura? No, you're not ma'abe de tzura. And so to the gabe also is hanis panit palos, the letters at the end of shem Hashem, elokechem, elokecha. So there the isir is mechika. So if you cover it with ink, if you write on top of that, and that's not going to be considered mechika, because mechika is mamish mechika. The cheftes shel mechika is akira sa'os. By pouring on ink, you're not being oker the os. So therefore, it come out that the gabei shem Hashem and the oti otanis pa and it palos, spilling ink on it. Yeah, if you spill ink on the it etzem Hashem, so that's already ma'abed. You're ma'abed itzur of the shem Hashem that you're not allowed to do. But if you do it on the oti otanis and it palos, the osios hanit palos, and the latter letters on the suffix, then that's not going to be ma'abi, not ma'abi de tzura. Still has the same tzura, and it's also not mechika. Mechika is akira sa'os. So the truth is that there's a bakanta tshuva from the Noda Biyehuda on this. It's always exciting when you get to a tshuva of the Noda Biyehuda. I don't know about you, but that's the way I feel. In the Yerideya and Tinyana and Shela Kufpe Aleph, it's a tshuva mi ben amachaber agon Reb Shmuel Landa. Shaila is Chatzvu al Evan Asher hu lerosh pina al Oron Kodesh b'shemos hakadoshim haimuter litzpos es shemos haele im zahav haim yeshbo mishum chshash moichei kashem. So they engraved on a stone, which is on top of the Aron Kodesh, Shemos HaKadoshim. Are you allowed to plate, P-L-A-T-E? I think that's how it's spelled. Like gold-plated. Are you allowed to plate these Shemos with Zahav? Is there a chshash moichik es Hashem? So after Arichus Tevarim, the son of the Noda Yehuda concludes, V'chol zeh begoyer ha'zav, shem shenichtav b'tzeva yarok, v'mavir alav zav, lesbei be'eshum michush, לא משום ביזוין, דיינו מעביר בגורי שום דבר מהשם, רק שמתיח עליו צבר אחר ולא מוכי קווי, דעדיין השם נקרא, אדרה משפיח הכסב שאם נקרא יוצר הייתי זוב, ואף של עניין שבס חייב שתיים בחי גבני וכל בדיו של אגבי סיקרא, תחי משום מוכי, משום כוסי, ואני משום שנעשה שעשה שתי מלוכוס, שמוכי כסיקרא וכוסי בדיו, אבל אני מדם שמוכי כשם עשין אין עלה, תעשר עושה משום לעשה ולכן לשם אלוקיכם, ואין הוא עושה על דרך השחוסה, אבל כשעושה לי עושה שם נקרא ביוסר, פשיט השם מותר. Gefaldic. So he says that when you just put in gold, that's to beseder, that's improving the shame. That's not erasing the shame. Shabbos is a different vort. Shabbos, when you write on top of something else with different ink, so that's erasing and writing. That's the Isser on Shabbos. It's Ksiva and Mechika Bavas Achas. But here we're talking about Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Elokechem. This isn't Derech Hashchasa. So therefore, that's like Ar Mahalach. So could argue there's no ibur atzura, but what about mechika? But based on our mahalach, there's neither mechika. Mechika is uprooting the name. This isn't mechika. The name is still there, and it's also not ibur atzura because it still has the same tzura. Adarav, it's improved when you put the gold in. So these are some hirhurim mutarim, hirhurim tovim about the iser of mechikas Hashem, and b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, we would like to return. Lachzor of Lishnos Perek Zeh. We have a lot of very, very interesting things to say, and B'ritzos Hashem Darkeinu will say them. Help get back to it, and Bechlal, and this, the Torah of Rav Menachem Mendel Chechik is so, so sweet. It's not even Shaykh. So hopefully we'll Lachzor of Lishnos Perek Mitoch HaSefer. The next simon is on one of my favorite topics, Begidrei Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So that's very, very exciting. So hopefully we'll get to that. All right, thank you so much for listening, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom.